Good morning. This is Old Lion, Young Lion, and we are back from our summer break, and we are ready to kick off the fall season, and boy, do we have a great set of episodes coming up for you. As you know, Old Lion, Young Lion exists to glorify the greatest lion of all time, and that is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, who we consider our commander and our Lord. And this show is here so that we might uncover truth and preach it boldly. The Bible teaches us that the righteous are bold as lions, and we intend to be bold as lions here on this show. Many of you are new listeners, but we want to welcome back all of the old listeners. This particular show is kind of sponsored by a new family that's been listening, the Inglestons, and we want to give a great shout out. They are newlyweds in the city of, it looks like, Guilderland, New York. And so we want to really congratulate them for being sponsors of the show. And we are excited to get into what we have for you today. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about some questions that have come into our headquarters. And this set of episodes is going to be coined as Buyer Beware. And not only are there many false packages and false items sold to you in the world today, but there are questions that you have about what the Bible says, confusing things that happen inside the church, and confusing things about religion in general. And we are here to set the record straight. My name is Anthony, and I'm here with our resident old lion, Sam Hazleton, and we are pastors of Electric City Baptist Church. We meet in the heart of Schenectady on Hamburg Street near the Rollerama. We want to make sure that if you have the time on a Sunday morning, that we want you to get to church with us and come and worship the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. We meet every Sunday at 10:30. And as you're hearing this episode live, that means you still have time to get up and get to church. As is our tradition, Old Lion, Sam Hazleton, would you mind kicking off our show with a word of prayer?
Would love to. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for being back on the air here after a long summer break. Thank you for being with us in our travels, being with us in everything that we're doing. Lord, and I know that you want to be with each and everyone who's within the sound of our voice, each and everyone who's listening and tuning in today to this broadcast. Father, I just pray that your presence, your spirit would be moving upon their hearts and upon our lips as we speak today and bring forth the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we're going to jump right into today's episode. We want you to follow along. And if you ever have any questions or any thoughts about things you'd like to be on the show, you can email us at oldlionyounglion@gmail.com. Now, when I was a young man, about 12 years old, I made a friend that was a little bit older than me, maybe 15 or 16 years old, and he came over, and he was going to have me do some work for him at his house, and then he was going to pay me some money. I was really excited about that, and he ended up paying me in kind of goofy counterfeit dollar bills, and I then, without knowing, was so excited that I had my pockets full with cash. I went to the local gas station to go buy me some Starburst, the greatest candy that there is on this planet Earth. And I pulled out my counterfeit cash, and the cashier laughed me to scorn. And so what I didn't know or didn't realize was that there are many different things in the world that are pretending to be true. Mm. There are many things in the world that are acting like they are true, but they are not. And today we are going to introduce you to some of the things that we are coining pretenders to the throne. Buyer beware, pretenders to the throne. People that act like they are truth and telling truth, but they are not. They're liars. Sam, why don't you jump into a couple of the things that we're going to kind of identify, that we're going to look at, and I want everybody to kind of follow along with us as we point out some counterfeit pretenders to the throne.
I want to highlight here before we get into this that we're not about, on this show, we're not about tearing down other groups. We're not about tearing down other people. But what we are about is lifting up the actual truth. And what we have and what we'll be talking about today is some groups that all of you are going to be familiar with that have really, starting from the truths of the scripture that we teach and preach from the Bible, they have gone from there and perverted them, changed them, twisted them, and then they are going to people like yourself, people out in the world, and they're trying to convince them, steer them away from the Bible, steer them away from the core foundational truths that we believe, and bring them into this sort of special revelation that they've offered.
That's right. The Apostle John, when he writes 1 John to us, gives us a little bit of warning that this may happen. And I think we have this verse on file here. What's the verse here in 1 John, Old Lion, that gives us a little bit of instruction in regards to this?
Yes, it says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18, starting in verse 18, it says, "Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that this is the last hour." Verse 19, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us."
That's right. And so even thousands of years ago, the fathers of the church warned us that this was going to happen and that these things were going to come about. Now, we want to be very specific in today's episode. We are not just taking a smattering of all the lies across all the universe and just throwing our dart blindly at some of them. These are particular things that we're going to identify today that call themselves God, call themselves Christian, call themselves truth, and they are from the origins, kind of Christianity and Jesus Christ, but have veered from the path. So let's identify some of the ones that we're going to speak about today.
Yeah, here's one that everybody's familiar with, which is Islam, or the Muslim religion. We're not going to get into all the details of its origins, but the so-called Prophet Muhammad in 622 AD, supposedly, went into a cave in Mecca, had a vision of the angel Gabriel, who gave him all these revelations and instructed him to write these things down in what we have today as the Quran.
And we're just touching base on some of these, but Islam, it's purporting itself to be, in similar fashion, a new revelation that should go alongside of the Word of God. I want us to kind of take kind of account about this. Paul warns us in the book of Galatians that if anybody says, he says, "But though we, even myself or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." He goes on to say that even if an angel comes and preaches to you another gospel, that you should mark him as a curse. So isn't it interesting that this next claim of Islam is that an angel visited and gave me this new revelation? To me, it's preposterous that they would take the exact account from the Word of God and do exactly what it claims was going to happen.
Well, we have to understand that the Bible is not just a history book. It's not just a book of truth and moral principles, but it also is a prophetic book. And right. So we find that the things that were written not only in the Old Testament, but also by the apostles and prophets in the New Testament are predictions, things that are going to happen. And as Paul the Apostle said, if we or an angel from heaven preaches to you a gospel contrary to the one that you received, let him be accursed. And so this is exactly what happened with Islam. Guy goes into a cave, sees a vision of an angel, gets a new revelation, which is contrary to the original gospel that was laid down. It says in the book of Jude in the New Testament in verse 4 that the faith that we proclaim and that we believe was delivered once for all to the saints. It says in Revelation chapter 22, at the very last page of your Bible, Revelation chapter 22, in fact, one of the last verses of the last page, says that if anyone adds to these words, God will add to him the plagues that are described in this book. And if anyone takes away from these words, God will take away his share in the tree of life.
So that is interesting kind of side note in regards to Islam, but that's not the only one that kind of has this same characterization that goes against what Scripture is saying. What's another one of these proclaimed truth religions that's purporting itself to be from God but is not?
Islam is a biggie. There are literally hundreds of millions of adherents to Islam, And Islam is spreading, if you will, into Europe, into the United States. So it's something that's significant. But another one that I'm sure all of our listeners have heard of and are very familiar with is the Church of Latter-day Saints, the Mormon Church.
Right, or it's called this, the Mormons.
The LDS Church.
Right.
And so here's another one, another example of where a man, his name is Joseph Smith, in the early 1820s, he supposedly had a vision of an angel who told him of these new truths, these additional revelation. They call it another testament of Jesus Christ.
This sounds eerily familiar to the story that we just told.
You're
saying
similar.
A man gets a vision from an angel in a cave, and he has a new revelation? Okay, go on. I just want to note that.
That's exactly
it sounds
right.
Very familiar.
And so this angel supposedly brought forth these truths that were now recorded in the Book of Mormon, which is supposedly another testament. And so here's another example. If we or an angel from heaven preach to you a gospel contrary to that which you've received, let him be accursed. And the Mormon LDS Church is very significant. They're found throughout the world. One of our states, the state of Utah in the United States, was founded exclusively as a Mormon territory.
Right.
So it's a significant player in the environment. Just the other night, I encountered two young Mormon missionaries who were out spreading their message. And so it's something that people encounter all the time. It's very significant.
And I think maybe we're not really taking note of how significant this actually is. I want to reiterate what Old Lion just said again. There's an entire state in the United States that's been almost wholly consecrated over to Mormonism, the state of Utah. So we're just giving you little tidbits about these first two. We would love for you to go and do some of this research on your own. But if you've already noticed a couple of identified features of these two, is kind of giving us a look into how Satan works. That he's a liar from the beginning. The same strategies that he's used to trick men from the beginning of time, starting with Adam, is the same strategies he's using today through false religions, through false voices, through false prophecies. So we've noted this false religion of Islam. We've noted this false religion of Mormonism. There's another one that's kind of widespread that you may have encountered out there. Let's go on to the third one, Sam.
Yeah, third one, which I'm sure you've encountered if you live in the United States, is the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right.
And they are famous for door knocking. They go out two by two and they knock on doors and they claim to bring a new gospel, a different revelation, and claim to be, again, like these other two, claim to be Christian, claim to be the true followers of Christ.
Right.
But in the case of the Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't have a new book that they're following, but what they've done is taken the existing book and they've created their own false translation of this book. For example, in John chapter 1 and verse 1, which says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That is John 1:1. The Jehovah's Witnesses Bible, called the New World Translation, translates it as follows: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God."
Oh.
And so the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're also related to angels here because they don't believe that Jesus Christ is the uncreated Son, the only begotten Son of God. Instead, they believe that Jesus Christ is a created being, an angel, the Archangel Michael. And so this is what the Jehovah's Witnesses believe. And so it kind of ties in with these religions of angels.
So we want you guys to see this theme that's kind of reoccurring here. All three of these purported truths, these purported messages, these new revelations, all three of them state openly that they respect Jesus Christ. In Islam, they call him the prophet Isa. In Mormonism, they call him the spirit brother of Satan. In Jehovah's Witness, they call him an angel. But there's a passage that Paul writes in the book of 1 Corinthians. You know what? It might be 2 Corinthians. The Bible says, "For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or even another gospel, which ye have not accepted, do not bear with him. This message from Paul he gives us is saying that there will be people that come to you even saying, yes, of course I know Jesus. I love Jesus. But they are preaching another Jesus, or as Paul would say, which is not another, but is a false Christ.
In that same passage in verse 14, it says, and no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
Right.
In that same passage, this is the Bible once again predicting that there are going to come people who have visions of angels who are bringing another quote-unquote truth, another gospel, a different spirit that is contrary to the one that we all received, the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles.
That's exactly right. Here at Old Lion, Young Lion, we are followers of the undisputed King of the universe. But there are pretenders that are making claim to the throne of truth. And we want to put you onto this game that they are playing. All false religions, especially these three that we've mentioned to you today, they get some things particularly wrong that we want to set before you to kind of give you some armament to go out into the world. The two things that they primarily get wrong, where they try to mix in truth with lies, is who is Jesus Christ and how does a person receive salvation. The two things that they get wrong and the two things that they purport to have so truthfully, who is Jesus Christ and how does one receive salvation? So we start to identify this false teaching that they get. The first one is, who is Jesus Christ? So Sam, why don't you walk through some of the differences? We've mentioned a few of them already through what they get wrong about who Jesus is, but why don't you tell us a little bit of the claims of what the Bible teaches us about Jesus, what's going to happen when people lie about there being false Christs. If someone claims there's a Christ over here or a Christ over there, the Bible teaches do not go there. Why don't you give us a little breakdown about this first error they have, who is Jesus?
Well, there's a wonderful passage in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 16, starts in verse 13. It says, now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is?
Wow.
In verse 14, they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Verse 18, and I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock, the rock of the understanding of who Jesus is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Wow.
So here's a situation where Jesus himself declares that the foundational truth that by which all other truth is determined and measured is the truth of who Jesus Christ is. And the Bible teaches us clearly that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. He's uncreated. He was in the beginning with God. He has always existed. Jesus is from everlasting, the Bible teaches us. He's not someone who was created somewhere along the way. Every angel, including Satan, all the angels are created beings. All humans on earth are created beings. Jesus himself is the uncreated, pre-existent, everlasting Son of God.
And Paul teaches us, again, in the book of 1 Corinthians, which this book seems to deal quite vastly with false religion and false Christ. He says, for other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you get the foundation of truth wrong, everything that you build going forward will be wrong. And when you start to put the pressure on some of these so-called religions, so-called messages from God, you'll see that there's a major crack in their foundation. For the first thing that they get wrong is, who do men say that I am? They get wrong the identity of Jesus Christ. But then we move on to the second portion where they get this next part wrong, which is completely pertinent to every person that's listening today. And that is, how does one receive the gift of salvation. Now, I've got some thoughts on this, but Sam, I want to give you kind of a first shot at this idea about what they get wrong about salvation.
Jesus came to bring life and bring life more abundantly. The Bible says clearly that we are saved by grace through faith.
Right.
So it's the undeserved kindness of God that allows us to go to heaven. It allows us to be reunited with our Heavenly Father. Jesus said it this way in John 14 and verse 6.
Go ahead. We want to hear this.
He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Jesus identified himself as the doorway to get in before God. And there's no other way. There's no other back door. There's no other side door. There's no other way. Everybody else who comes a pretender to the throne of truth is a thief and a robber. That's the beginning. I know you have some thoughts as well.
Well, yes, because it's very important for us to consider truth. And Christianity, true Christianity, is exclusive. It excludes things that are not true. One may think that it's a gracious, merciful, and kind thing to make a statement like this. Well, all roads lead to God. Well, all truths will find their way back to God. This is not only not gracious, kind, and truthful, it is the exact opposite. It is evil. It is wrong. It is a message that needs to be despised. And it is a great blessing that God has led us have an actual pathway to make it back to the Father. You know, in the book of Ezekiel, the Bible says that the Father states that all souls are His, and that our soul, the most important thing about us, our soul, needs to make its way back to the Father, and that there's been a road of righteousness called faith in Jesus Christ that allows you to come back to the Father. And any other misunderstanding or any other kind of smattering of facts to get you off that path is not kind, is not merciful, is not gracious. It is and should be despised and separated from. Christianity is exclusive, and its exclusivity is the kindest thing that there ever could be. I want you to understand this teaching that the book of Romans gives us. This is the book of Romans, chapter number 10, verse number 3. All of you should go out, open your Bible, get a highlighter, and highlight this verse. You should underline it. You should take a picture of it. You should save it to wherever you keep your best truths. You should get this verse and you should put it there. The Bible teaches us that we ought to write it on the tables of our heart. Romans 10 verse 3 says this, "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." What is he talking about here? This is men writing their own pathway to heaven as opposed to submitting and heeding their lives to the pathway that God has made. I want you to imagine a large mountain. You're standing before it and you're looking up at this mountain and you have to get to the top somehow. And all these false religions, Islam, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, and go on with the list as long as you might want to. They tell you, here's the steps that you have to climb to get to the top of the mountain. To become enlightened, to become saved, to become one of the better ones, the special ones, you have to fight and claw and walk your way up to the top of the mountain, which is impossible to climb. But in Christianity, that same mountain has a Father in heaven who sends his Son, Jesus Christ, the King of all the world, who's sitting at the top of that mountain. He sends his Son down the mountain to come and get you. The Bible teaches us that he who was rich became poor so that we who are poor can be made rich through his poverty. And Jesus walks all the way down this mountain and takes you by the hand by faith and says, "I'll carry you to the top." All false religions can be boiled down to one thing. Do you trust Jesus Christ or do you trust yourself? And even though we've identified these three specific religions, there's many lies and falsehoods out there. And we here at Old Line, Young Line want to direct you back to the truth that's in Jesus Christ. Beside all that, we're not looking to attack, we're not looking to destroy, we're not looking to hurt anybody. What we want is that through this blessed gospel of Jesus Christ, you will come to know the light. Christianity has one thing going for it that no other religion has, and that's called the grace of God.
Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and in verse 3, it says this, "For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do."
Right.
"By sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh." See, all the other religions, whether it's Islam, whether it's Jehovah's Witnesses, whether it's the Mormons, they want you to work your way to heaven,
right?
Which no man can do. It's a failed mission from the very outset. However, the truth about Jesus Christ is that God did what the law, religion, could not do.
Right.
The law can't make you right. It can only make you wrong. Jesus fulfilled the law, and by faith in him, we also are credited with having fulfilled the law of God.
And I love this truth. So here's what we've laid before you today. We gave you a buyer beware sticker. We've warned you of the pretenders that are making claims to the throne of truth. We've identified three of those in Islam, Mormonism, and Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, they may have multiple names to try to hide behind different monikers to get you to be tricked in multiple different ways, but we're pointing them out to you today. We've also identified that there's been a particular strategy that's been employed through the years by Satan as an angel of light, and somehow all of these false religions have their foundations in angel worship. They love angels. They're within the doctrines of their religions. They're the beginning of their religions, and the Bible has warned us about that since the beginning. Then we've identified how you can be armed up to watch out for false religions by asking two questions. Who is Jesus, and how does one receive the gift of salvation? We hope that we've been able to give you some support today. We hope that we've been able to guide you to some form of truth. We want you to stick with us through this journey that we're on as we go about asking these tough questions that people have presented towards Christianity. But ultimately, we want you to find Jesus Christ, and we hope that you'll come and visit us in church.
Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says this, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Absolutely right. God bless and have a great day.
See you at church.